but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. That's a way to get a Monday morning started. Heading back to 1983 when this song hit the top of the charts. I don't know if we'll get to the giant chorus. It's not quite here yet. Irene Cara with Flashdance, What a Feeling, from the album of the same name, Flashdance, the soundtrack. Number one on this day back in 1983. That is, checking my watch, 40 years ago today. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Pete Hoekstra coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We are so jam-packed today, and I do want you to hear from Nikki Haley, who had her CNN town hall last night. So let's do that here. Nikki Haley, candidate for president, former governor, former ambassador, given the floor for an opening statement. Nikki Haley, why is your candidacy different than all the other candidates running for the Republican nomination? Cut one.
Well, you know, we welcome anybody else in the race, but I will tell you that the reason that we got in when we did is I didn't care who else was getting in. I didn't care what other issues were at play. We've got a country to save. And that's all I was thinking about. I am a two-term governor that took a double-digit unemployment state and turned it into an economic powerhouse. I was at the UN. I didn't deal with one country. I dealt with 193. And I took the kick me sign off of our backs. It is time for a new generational leader. It is time for us to leave the baggage of the past, the negativity to the past, and start thinking of our families and the families across America. If you look at all the challenges we have, look at inflation, look at the lack of transparency in education, look at what's happening with crime, look at our border, look at the idea that we had a Chinese spy balloon flying over our country. We deserve better. You deserve better than what we have right now, and I'm determined to make that happen.
That's Nikki Haley last night, CNN, Town Hall, Jake Tapper, your moderator. Nikki Haley asked about Governor Ron DeSantis and his ongoing fight, feud, with Disney. Nikki Haley's been critical of the governor for that. Here's how she explained. Cut two.
Here you have DeSantis, who accepted $50,000 in political contributions from Disney. He went and put their executives and their lobbyists on prominent boards throughout Florida. And he went and basically gave the highest corporate subsidies in Florida history to Disney. But because they went and criticized him, now he's going to spend taxpayer dollars on a lawsuit. It's just like all this vendetta stuff. We've been down that road again. We can't go down that. Businesses were my partners in South Carolina. We didn't always get along. And luckily, South Carolina is very anti-woke. But when you have a company like that, don't bring the citizens' taxpayer dollars into it. Pick up the phone, deal with it, settle it the way you should. And I just think he's being hypocritical in that.
You could argue that, I guess, those things all happened and then he decided to act, which is one of the things he, I'm sure, would say in response, the governor would say in response. Finally, one more cut from Nikki Haley last night, CNN Town Hall. This is on Ukraine in one way that she differs from some of her candidates or some of her opponents in the race. Nikki Haley, cut three.
This is bigger than Ukraine. This is a war about freedom, and it's one we have to win. You look at those Ukrainians and what they do when Russia invaded their freedoms. They moved in there, went to the front lines, and fought for their country. The women said, we're not going to stay back. They made Molotov cocktails to defend their country. Everybody gave them 5 days to survive. But yet their passion and their will pushed them forward. What we have to understand is a win for Ukraine is a win for all of us because tyrants tell us exactly what they're going to do. What we heard, China said they were going to take Hong Kong. They did it. Russia said they were going to invade Ukraine. We watched that happen. China says Taiwan's next. We better believe them. Russia said Poland and the Baltics are next. If that happens, we're looking at a world war. This is about preventing war. And so the way you prevent war is not that we give cash to Ukraine, not that we put troops on the ground, but that we get with our allies and we make sure that we give them the equipment and the ammunition to win. Because when Ukraine wins, that sends a message to China with Taiwan. It sends a message to Iran that wants to build a bomb. It sends a message to North Korea testing ballistic missiles. And it sends a message to Russia that it's over. That's what we have to do. And keep in mind, everybody wants to know, well, how does this war end? It would end in a day if Russia would pull out. If Ukraine pulls out, then we're all looking at a world war.
There's Nikki Haley last night, CNN town hall. She has more competition. All the candidates do entering the race this week. Mike Pence expected to enter this week. Chris Christie expected to enter this week. And, of course, you have the candidates who have already declared and others thinking about it, like Chris Sununu. How many will qualify for the first debate? The first debate, and I'm going to talk about this a bit later because Republican RNC people are still trying to figure out exactly who, which network will host that first debate. And there's a chance they pick a very bad one. We'll talk about that a bit later. I think August 24th is the date that I saw for the first Republican debate. And there were already guidelines out for how candidates can qualify for that first debate. It seems pretty apparent that Nikki Haley will be on that stage. Will others? They have a few months to try to hit those guidelines. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show was brought to you by WellConnect, a hybrid geothermal system that connects to your existing heating and cooling system. And by using the renewable energy in the well in your yard, WellConnect helps you save up to 70% on your heating and cooling. If you use propane, heating oil, natural gas, even wood, you could save big money on your bills. Find out if the well in your yard should be a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. Learn more at WellConnectGeo.com. That's WellConnectGeo.com. It's the Monday edition of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Pete Hoekstra standing by just a few minutes. Where I hear the music.